This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast.
Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Made for This. Go to HelloFresh.com/MadeForThis60 and use code MadeForThis60 for 60% off plus free shipping.
I think God could untangle your soul, your story, your gifts, your people, your place, and your passions, and begin to weave it into purposes that you haven't been brave enough to imagine. Well, if you're just joining us this week, we're so glad you're here. And I also want to send you back to the beginning of the season because we're in the midst of an incredible journey. We are journeying through the threads that God has given us to love Him, to know Him, and to serve Him. You know, I did this for the first time when I was in my 20s, and it was a process called, I think it was called LEAD at our seminary, that you could pay a substantial amount of money and go through. And it was the first time that I walked through, like, okay, how did God make me, my gifting? You know, how does my parents and how I grew up play into that? And it's definitely a lot more extensive than this book, but it gave me a lot of the framework that I built this book on because, and again, there's 1,000 different ways to journey through that. As all of you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. But I wanted to build something accessible that was kind of built on all of those ways and you could do without paying, you know, thousands of dollars. And so I knew, you know, this really, when you boil, I think one of the things I'm good at is taking complex things and making them simple. And when you boil it down, really, we are a sum of many parts. There are lots of parts of us. And that sum equals a very, very unique individual. That when all your parts are tied up together, there's nobody else on earth like you. And I know a lot of us heard that when we were growing up as some like motivational speech about ourselves. So we felt special. And I definitely think a lot of us feel a little too special about ourselves. So I'm not suggesting we're the center of any universe. However, we are put on purpose on this earth by God for great purposes. And when you think about that, that He uniquely placed you and made you, doesn't that make you curious of for what? For what purposes? And I think what we've been also conditioned to think that I hope this season is fighting in you is that there is one purpose for you, just one. That's not true. I don't know where we got that. The reality is, as we've talked about, there will be several different times and callings in your life that your gifts, your passions, your threads show up. And what this is hopefully doing for you is giving you a framework to make decisions. I want to go into the story of Joseph because I built this whole project on the story of Joseph. And the reason why is because the poor guy, like he was, you know, sold into slavery by his brothers. He has this great dream when he's younger. He really thinks, wow, there's something very important for me to do on earth, you know, and God's called me to this thing. He unwisely shares it with his brothers who already don't like him because he's their dad's favorite. And then you just see the series of unfortunate events befall this guy throughout his lifetime. And it will be decades before he is realizing the dream that God put him in him as a child. And so why I loved that story, because it shows you so much about how God works in our lives, how He takes the messy, tangled threads of our lives that feel like there's no way this could be useful for God or He could be doing something in this mess. He does. He untangles it and he uses it for so much good. And all of it was on purpose even. In fact, without his brother selling him into slavery, he would have probably never arrived at the exact right position for him to rescue his brothers in the future and to eventually save the Israel people as well as Egypt and that part of the world at that time. And so it's such a great story. I hope you're reading along with the book, which is called Restless. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can go to Amazon and get it very inexpensively. And then read also alongside the book, the story of Joseph. You can find it in Genesis 37 through 50 as we are going through these next few weeks. So you see this guy that just, it didn't feel like it made sense, but the reality was it was all intentional. And isn't that what we all hope? I am hoping that right now. I am praying that right now. We're in the midst, my husband is in the midst of untangling some difficult threads in his life. He is an entrepreneur. And let me just tell you, that is not for the faint of heart. That sounds sexy. It looks good on Shark Tank, but y'all, it is a big fat mess. It can be so rewarding, and a lot of days it is, and a lot of days it feels like we're putting out fires. And so I'm watching that and believing that for my husband right now as things are difficult in his life again, and I hate it for him because I want it all to untangle today and I want it to all make sense. I think we're okay if it's difficult if we know that it eventually will make sense. Guys, it eventually will all make sense. And the story of Joseph shows us that. Joseph wasn't necessarily special as a human, although certainly he has an unbelievable story. God cares about you in the same way he cared about Joseph. He has set you in your place in the same way he set Joseph in his places. He has prepared good works in advance for you to do in the same way that God had good works prepared in advance for Joseph to do. So this is how God works. It's how he moves. It's the story that he builds in all of our lives. I think we miss it. And my prayer for this journey for us is that you would see what God is already doing, that you would see what God has already begun to build into your life. And so one way we're going to do that, and we're getting to now the bulk of the project where you're going to start to lay out your own threads. You're going to start in the next few weeks to lay out the stories of your life, the parts of your life that might feel confusing, the things that have hurt you, the things that have brought you joy, the things you're good at, the things you're bad at, the people in your life that God has given you to love. We're going to lay all of that out. And so it'll be so fun. If you don't have the book, we want you to get it because those threads are in there. You can actually write in your book. I made it where it almost feels like a workbook. You can fill it all out. And if you don't have the book, there's also a downloadable book club guide where a lot of the journaling stuff is there. You can go download that at jennyallen.com, JennyAllen.com. But if you follow along with the podcast, no longer can you just do that from your car. You've got to fill this out somewhere. You've got to start to lay out who you are and what God's given you to work with. So it'll be fun. Trust me. In fact, you'll probably love it. And you'll see things that you've never seen before in your own life that you need to see.
Chloe here again to tell you about how much Jenny and I love using HelloFresh. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, makes it easy to get a delicious dinner on the table. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis60 and use code MADEFORTHIS60 for 60% off plus free shipping. Guys, HelloFresh makes mealtime so easy because the recipes are delicious and they are fresh, wholesome, and they are delivered right to your door. Y'all probably know the cost of groceries is insane right now and keeps going up. And so it is the perfect time to get started with HelloFresh because it's cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. There's little to no waste. Like, I make my HelloFresh meal and it is exactly the portions that my big family of five needs. And there are 40 different recipes I can choose from for like all different things throughout the week. There are these delicious meals like soy glazed salmon with rice, mushroom and chive risotto. Like, you can customize each recipe and swap out the protein or add an additional side to it. Man, I will never stop talking about the amazing beef that we had with squash and ricotta with the honey drizzled and the Brussels sprouts. Like, it was something that I had never thought about putting the ingredients together like this, but it was absolutely divine. James and I both loved it. The kids ate it. And I've even tried recreating it because it's so good. Go to HelloFresh.com/madeforthis60 and use code MADEFORTHIS60 for 60% off plus free shipping. And now back to Jenny.
In the book, I have a great line. I just reread it. I kind of giggled at myself. It said, "We're about to transcend the realm of comfortable reading," which is a perfect way to describe where this book was headed and is headed. And I'll say this podcast is headed. We are about to transcend the realm of comfortable podcasting because I really do. You're going to need a pen and paper. You're going to need to get the book. You're going to need to plot your story because when we stand back, let me take you back to my life in my 20s and tell you what happened. When I did this for the first time, what it felt like was counseling in a way. I mean, I went back and I really had to dig up and face my past and look at the highs and the lows. And we're going to do this next week. I had to look at the gifts God's given me and how I knew they were my gifts. And when did I experience that for the first time? And all of that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. I want to cast a vision that you don't leave. Like, you, of any podcast season you've ever done with us, you finish till the end. And the reason why is because this is a tool. If you go with me here, if you get the book and you grab a few friends and you download the book club guide and you listen to these podcasts, you are going to walk away with a tool, something in black and white that is yours, that describes the way you're made and how you're going to make decisions and what you've got to be doing to be fulfilled and happy. Like, there are things that God prepared for you that if you're not doing them, you are going to feel restless and unsatisfied because he built you to do them. And it's not necessarily outside of the norms of the things you are supposed to be doing. It's probably within those things. I've learned what I'm good at as a friend, like what I bring to friendship. I'm not good at everything. I talk about that in Find Your People. I bring what I'm good at. And I think knowing yourself frees you to help other people. And when I was in my 20s and I did this, I remember so vividly, we were in this little bed and breakfast with some guides that were leading us through it. It was really difficult because I didn't know that I had to go back to the hardest parts of my life and see how God has used those to build compassion and empathy in my life. It was excruciating. It genuinely felt like counseling. And I'll talk about that more next week when we talk about telling your story and getting it down. But in doing so, there were these blinking lights in my life that I had never seen. They were crystal clear to everybody in the room. When I shared all the things we're going to share in the next few weeks, it was blinding. The things that I cared about that were so clear to me that I had to be about. I mean, discipleship being one of them. I had not had mentors until I was a senior in high school. I hadn't been discipled. And once I was, specifically in college in a really intentional way, my whole life changed. The only reason I'm on this podcast with you today is because Michelle Bost in college took hours and hours and hours of years of her life and invested on me in a living room floor and taught me to care about the Bible and taught me to care about sharing my faith and being bold and taught me that my gifts were also could be my weaknesses, that I would show up and I would be bold and I would say awesome things and then I would walk out and I wouldn't really listen and I wouldn't really care about people. I was kind of arrogant. And she showed me all that. And that's what I've given my whole life to. And so it's just these blinking lights that feels so obvious. But y'all, I had to go back and remember college. I had to go remember Michelle and remember what I'd learned and remember what I cared about. I had to remember the stories of being in college and the things that moved me, that I remember holding on to a bar in a bus because there wasn't room to sit down and praying for every face that I saw on that bus and learning to pray for people and starting conversations with people about normal things and then hope that they lead to spiritual things. And I learned so much in those years. And in my 20s, I reflected back to the times I'd been my happiest and the times I'd seen the most fruit in my life. And it was so obvious. I mean, everybody in the room was just like, yes, this is what you need to give your life to. And beginning then, I knew I would give my life to making disciples. Now I know we're supposed to all give our life to that, but I was uniquely gifted to communicate and to have small groups and to create resources and materials for people. And I did that. I did that for 15 years in my home because I didn't know there was any other way I could do it back then, right? Like, there wasn't just people lining up to give me book contracts because I was leading 8-person, 7-people Bible studies. You know, in my mind, there wasn't another category. In fact, even when I went to seminary, I just went because I loved my living room and I wanted to make disciples. I knew I would do that for the rest of my life. All the extra stuff, how it's gone, that wasn't part of the thing God put in me. It didn't have to be that way. In fact, if all of this goes away tomorrow, if I lose it all, I love my living room. And that's what I'll do for the rest of my life. And so I know what I'm good at. I'm good at a living room full of girls. I mean, in the last year, I've discipled a handful of girls in their 20s, and it still is my favorite thing I do. Favorite thing. So I know I got to do it the rest of my life as long as I live. Whether I have a season of babies and kids, I figured it out. Whether I have a season of a busy job and demanding schedule, I figure it out. Like, this is the thing that makes my heart go round. And y'all, the same is true for you. There is something that when you do it, your heart sings. We're going to find out what it is. But we are now transcending the comfortable parts of a podcast. I need you to look inside of yourself. I'm going to need you to pull things out that you may not want to pull out. I'm going to need you to imagine things that you're good at and ways you could use those things in ways that will make many of you very uncomfortable. And I'm just saying, don't leave. Like, do the process with me. Laura was one of my good friends, and she was in this first Restless Bible study we did. There were about 100 of us in a little cafeteria of a church, and it was so fun to watch people go on this journey before I wrote the book. And Laura had the most cynical attitude about it, though. She was like, I do not think this is going to work for me. I don't think I'm going to learn anything. I don't already know about myself. I don't think I'm especially made for something. So yeah, but she kept coming, and she and I kept talking about it. And as we went and we laid out her threads, she kept saying kind of the same thing. Like, I don't think it's going to work. So Laura and I sit down at the end when all her threads are laid out. And guys, it was so moving. I mean, I will never forget it. We were actually on an airplane together going somewhere fun. And she pulled it out and she showed me. She was like, Jenny, there's nothing unique here. And I teared up because it was so beautiful and so unique. And if you have the book, you can see it. Her threads are in there in page 170. You can see her threads and how beautiful they are and how she thought there was nothing unique there. And yet I saw so much beauty that God had placed her in certain places with a passion for people to feel seen and to live for something greater than herself. And she loved the nation. She had a huge passion specifically for Africa. And then she had gifts of noticing people's needs and being authentic and being strategic and discerning. And I look at her and I tell her, have you met Jessica Honegger? She runs a fair trade company called Noonday in Austin, where we lived. And it was small at the time. And I said, I really do think y'all need to meet. And she became an ambassador for Noonday and began to sell jewelry that people around the world, specifically in Africa, had made. She was able to go to Rwanda with Noonday. She became one of their leading sellers and has blessed that company and been an incredible blessing to women around the world from her home with her gifts, with her passions, with the things God has done in her life. And I just think there are so many of you out there that relate to that with Laura, that feel like, how am I different? How could I have something unique built into my life already? I don't see it. And I would say, I get it. I get it. I get that you don't see it, but God sees it. And I promise you, if you go through this process, you will see it too. So if you haven't yet, get the book and let's go. Next week, we're going to lay out our stories.
Hey, Chloe here. And if you want to take everything that we're talking about this season through Restless to a deeper level, to a practical level in your life, go to jennyallen.com and download the free PDF book club kit. Our team made it just for you, so you can use it if you want to do a group to go through Restless together and listen to the podcast episodes. Or you can also use it just you if you want to journal through some of these episodes. There are prompts and conversation questions, verses that go along with each episode, and we made this completely free to you. You can go to jennyallen.com, drop your email, and we will send you the free Restless Book Club kit today.